In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists, now that he's released his birth certificate, what will be the next things that President Obama reveals. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, providing resources for homeownership at houselogic.com. Chase offering the Marriott Rewards Premier credit card. Details at marriottpremier.com/radio. And Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Nick Park. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will President Obama reveal next? Faith Saley.
In a bold move, Obama is going to choose the star of Trump's show Celebrity Apprentice, Meatloaf, as his 2012 running mate and run as Obama-loaf, the other white meat.
Paula Poundstone.
A small but vocal group called Teapotters, who insist that Obama is a teapot, finally annoy him enough to get him to reveal his full body scan to prove once and for all that he is not short, stout, does not have a handle nor a spout, and even when steamed up, will not shout.
Poetic. And Roy Blunt Jr.
Photographs will be brought out from the 70s in which, bizarrely enough, Obama's hair looks a lot like Donald Trump's. Great, great.
Well, if President Obama reveals any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Faith Saley, Paula Poundstone, Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. You've been fabulous. We'll see you again next week. This is NPR.